Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Happy opening day, baseball. Oh, baseball is back. Can't wait to get to those bets in just a moment. But first, let's recap the card for Wednesday. Coda capper Kyle went 2-1 on the plays he provided on the podcast. He cashed on Seton Hall minus the 4.5 against UNLV. He cashed on Norfolk State plus the 1.5 against IPFW. He loses on VCU plus the 6.5 against Utah. Then the add-on play in the show notes, he had High Point plus the 1.5 against Seattle. And like most games for this podcast in the CBI, that didn't work out. Yeah, Seattle wins again and covers again. That tournament was the end of me. Oh, struggled with that one. Glad it's over with. So officially, Coda Camper Kyle goes 2-2 on the day, and now we move on to the next. And once again, it is a jam-packed podcast today. I'm going to start with college basketball. It is Sweet 16 Thursday. Should be some great games today. Looking at my card, I have three underdogs and one favorite. Let's start with my lone favorite. It's Arizona minus the 7.5 against Clemson. So full disclosure here, I'm overpaying based on most models by 2 to 3 points. So it's not a value play to say the least. Arizona is in the top 10 on both ends of the floor for efficiency. They won at Duke, Oregon, and Colorado. They beat Michigan State and Alabama on the neutral floor, and they crushed Wisconsin at home. On the other side, Clemson actually hits my fade list. They had the upset win over New Mexico with the Lobos shooting just 29.7% from the floor. They had the upset win over Baylor with the Bears shooting just 38.9%. Yes, tip your cap to Clemson. Give them a ton of credit. They ranked 38th in the nation on defense. They got off to a strong start in both games and controlled the tempo and the flow. Odds of an underdog doing that in three straight games? Well, that's something I'm willing to bet against. So give me the Wildcats of Arizona minus the 7.5 over Clemson. Next up on the card, it's the rematch. It's San Diego State plus the 11 against UConn. So I have no one to blame but myself. I am willingly betting into the best college team in years for the third consecutive game. I've liked San Diego State all year. This is the ultimate revenge spot for last year's national championship game. The computer models are actually on my side for once. I need UConn to actually be a college basketball team for 40 minutes. They had a 23-4 start against Stetson. They had a 17-4 start against Northwestern. So getting to 5 points early might be the key tonight for the Aztecs. I know the definition of insanity, and I'm flirting with it, but give me the Aztecs of San Diego State plus the 11 over UConn. Next up on the card, it's Illinois plus the 1.5 against Iowa State. So for anyone that didn't already know that I would be betting on Illinois today, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for checking out the show. Iowa State is a dang good basketball team. Illinois is my national champion. No handicap required. I will say, though, I'll take Terrence Shannon over anyone in the country. Marcus is tough as nails. Hawkins rounds out the best trio in the tournament. I might end the night with egg on my face and lose by 20. But yes, give me the Fighting Illini of Illinois plus the 1.5 over Iowa State. And the final college basketball game on my card, it's Alabama plus the 4 against North Carolina. So here's a did you know? Hubert Davis is just the third coach in NCAA tournament history to start 8-0 against the spread. That fun fact is courtesy of the Action Network. Gary Williams and Andy Enfeld are the other two to start 8-0 against the spread in the NCAA tournament. So I actually picked Alabama in my bracket to win this game. Computer numbers have this game closer to 2. The Tar Heels have earned our respect. They're 29-7 on the season. They are 2-2 this year against top 10 offenses. They lost to UConn and Kentucky, giving up 87 points in each of those two games. Meanwhile, they swept Duke, giving up 84 and 79. So get the track shoes ready for tonight. I have a feeling that Sears can put Alabama on his back. He's something special. But don't be shocked if Grant Nelson shows up big tonight for Alabama. Yes, I'm a homer since I watched that kid a ton over the years. Remember, though, Nelson attempted 15 triples against Arizona earlier this year. Think he gets more than a season average of 3 tonight. Will he make them? No idea, but I'm on Alabama plus the four. Roll Tide. Alabama plus the four over North Carolina. So that's it for college basketball. I hope I can get some wins there. It should be a fun night of college basketball. But now let's get to Major League Baseball. And there's just something special about opening day. I wish I was at the ballpark smelling the peanuts and the popcorn and eating those hot dogs. But I'm going to keep the data set limited for the first three spins through the rotation. After that, I'll start to look at additional data points. So projected runs per game by team this year, top five teams to be aware of: Dodgers, Braves, Astros, Rangers, and Yankees. Some of the same teams, of course, as last year. Bottom five teams projected runs this year for 2024: A's, Nationals, Marlins, White Sox, and Guardians still have challenged lineups. Ballpark rankings over the last 3 years: top five pitcher-friendly ballparks: Mariners, Padres, Mets, Rays, and A's. Top five hitter-friendly ballparks: Rockies, of course, at Coors Field, Red Sox, Reds, Royals, and Nationals. And then, here for opening day, projected park factors based on weather: Petco Park in San Diego, believe it or not, has a minus 13% weather factor today for runs scored. And then Oriole Park has a negative 10 weather factor forecasted for runs scored. So those are things just to keep in mind as we start here on opening day. We have a couple games already postponed: Brewers and Mets and Braves and Phillies. And on this podcast, I'm not sure what I will or will not be able to bet, because I'm at the mercy of when the sports books post the numbers. And some of the bets I like, they don't post right away, so I may have my hands tied. For opening day, everything was available to me, so I'm going to bet a ton of different wagers here for opening day. But after opening day, I'm not sure what's going to get posted in time for the podcast. That's another reason, of course. Please sign up for the newsletter, and you can get all my other picks that I add during the course of the day. But here we go. By popular demand, I've had so many requests to make these bets, so let's start with the first inning wagers. I have never been a Nerfy guy, but I am going to become one this year, and please bear with me during the course of the season, because I am going to dip my toes into some markets that I have not traditionally bet. But let's have some fun. So the Nerfies, no run first inning. I have three of them on the opening day card. Tigers at White Sox at a minus 130. Both pitchers had an excellent spring with ERAs of 2.57 and 2.13. And these two teams ranked 27th and 29th in scoring last year. So yes, Tigers, White Sox, please, no runs in the first inning. I'm at the minus 130 there. Cardinals at Dodgers, minus 105. Dodgers and a Nerfy. Yeah, scratch your head, but here we go. Both pitchers had an excellent spring with ERAs of a 2.14 and a 0.90. Lasno, well, he's already pitched a regular season game. He held the Padres at bay in the first inning, so he cashed his first Nerfy there. Meanwhile, St. Louis fans are hoping Mikolas will be back to his 2022 form. So let's go Cardinals and Dodgers. No runs in the first inning at the minus 105. My final Nerfy, Guardians at Athletics at the minus 140. Heavy juice here, but I'm still going to do it. Both teams are projected to be in the bottom five for runs per game. The Coliseum is a top five pitcher-friendly ballpark once again. Shane Bieber had a great spring, and he's really good. We know that. And I'm hoping Alex Wood delivers in his A's debut. So give me the Guardians and the Athletics. No runs in the first inning at the minus 140. Next, we'll go a yes run first inning. Yes, a YRFI. I'm going to get accustomed to these terminologies. I'm even struggling getting them out of my mouth. Yankees at Astros, a minus 120. I had to actually double check the numbers on this one. Fun fact here, both Framber Valdez and Nestor Cortez had the exact same 7.71 ERA and a 1.93 whip this spring. Same numbers, different innings pitched. With numbers like that and a couple top five hitting lineups, let's hit the board in the first. Yankees-Astros, score me a run at the minus 120. Next up on the card, pitchers. We're going to do a prop bet here. Earned runs allowed. And I can only find this one on DraftKings currently. It's Brian Bayou of the Boston Red Sox, under 2.5 earned runs allowed at Seattle at the minus 110. So Bayou looks sharp in his final two spring training starts, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 hits against the Braves. We know they can hit. 5 1/3 innings, 1 run, 5 hits against the Pirates. I think he's going to have a good start tonight. So give me Brian Bayo of the Red Sox, under 2.5 earned runs allowed at Seattle at the -110. Next up, it's a first 5 run line. Yes, the -0.5 a run in the first 5 innings. It's the Baltimore Orioles, -0.5 a run against the Los Angeles Angels at the -125. So Corbin Burnes goes for the O's. He struggled this spring with a 6.75 ERA and a 1.31 whip. Last start, though, was better against Toronto. 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs and 5 hits. Patrick Sandoval struggled this spring for the Angels. He had a 7.15 ERA and a 1.94 whip. Bad numbers. He only gave up 1 run in his last start against Arizona, but he was still flirting with trouble. He had a 1.94 whip in that game as well. So Burnes won the Cy Young in 2021. He's been to 3 straight All-Star games. I have the pitching edge. I have the hitting edge. Keep in mind, the Angels have no Ohtani these days. I'm at home, and I like the price compared to the money line. So give me the O's, -0.5 a run in the first 5 against the Angels at the -125. So we are 4 different unique bets already into the podcast. Let's get to another unique bet. It's a first 5 money line. It's the San Diego Padres against the San Francisco Giants at a -105. So I was looking for the balloon game that caused Logan Webb to have a 10.97 ERA and a 1.88 whip this spring. Well, he had multiple of them. He gave up 2 or more runs in all 6 starts. I couldn't find a positive in there. 2 innings, 2 runs. 3 innings, 2 runs. 3 1/3 innings, 5 runs. 3 1/3 innings, 7 runs. 5 1/3 innings, I didn't put it in my notes, must have been 4 runs. And 4 1/3 innings, 9 runs. I would have bet his earned run prop to the over, but unfortunately, it was not posted, so I couldn't bet that one. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish had a good spring for the Padres. He also pitched 3 2/3 scoreless innings against the Dodgers last week. So I like this play. I'm going San Diego Padres money line over the San Francisco Giants in the first 5 innings at the -105. Next up on the card, it's my full game money line. It's the Texas Rangers money line against the Chicago Cubs at the -115. So Eovaldi had a better spring than Steele, and I have some family members that'll be at this game. My sister sent me some Ranger t-shirts in the offseason, so the least I can do is back the Rangers on opening day. Plus, I actually like the price at the -115. So give me the Texas Rangers on the money line against the Chicago Cubs at the -115. Then the final baseball game for me here that I'm going to bet for opening day, it's a total for the full game. It's the Minnesota Twins at the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to bet the over 7.5 runs at the -120. So this is a hitter-friendly ballpark, home away from home for the Twins and the Twins fans. Lopez and Reagans had ERAs of 7.07 and 6.75 this spring. Not sure if I can actually trust the Twins bullpen going into this opening week. I think this one goes over. So give me the Twins and the Royals over the 7.5 runs at the -120. So that's a lot of plays here, but let's recap. First, starting with college basketball. This Sweet 16 Thursday, I'm on Arizona, -7.5 against Clemson. I'm on San Diego State, +11 against UConn. I'm on Illinois, +1.5 against Iowa State. Feel free to play that one on the money line. I feel good about it. I'm on Alabama, +4 against North Carolina. Yeah, now watch Iowa State to win by 25 because I said that and jinxed the play. Sorry I said that. I'm going to kick myself for that. Major League Baseball, I'm all over the board today. I'm betting 9 bets here on opening day to start the card anyway. Nerfies, no run in the first inning. Let's have some fun. Tigers and the White Sox, no runs at a -130. Cardinals and Dodgers, no runs at a -105. Guardians and Athletics, no runs at the -140. So the yes run in the first inning, Yankees and Astros, -120. That's my yes run in the first inning. Pitchers, earned run allowed, Brian Bayo of the Red Sox, under 2.5 earned runs allowed at the -110. He's pitching at Seattle. First 5 run line, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, -0.5 a run against the LA Angels at the -125. First 5 money line, We're in full fade of Logan Webb. He's not pitching at home. He's pitching on the road. So give me the Padres money line against the Giants at the minus 105. And if they do post that Logan Webb earned run prop at some point, it'll probably be in the newsletter because I think I'll bet that as well. Full game money line. How about the Texas Rangers against the Chicago Cubs at the minus 115. Full game total here. I'm on the Minnesota Twins at the Kansas City Royals over the 7.5 at a minus 120. So it's a great day to be a sports fan. Sweet 16 basketball, Major League Baseball opening day. I don't know if it gets any better than that. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.